Let me introduce you to someone. There's a promise Jesus made to his disciples right before he ascended to heaven. In fact, he spoke about an ancient promise first made by the Heavenly Father. Could it be that many Christians have not yet experienced the Spirit-filled life, the promise of the Father? Luke 24:49, I'm going to send you what my Father's promised, but stay in the city until you've been clothed with power from on high. Listen, have you been introduced to the Holy Spirit? The great Apostle Paul once stumbled upon a group of believers who had never received the Spirit of God. And he asked them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? They answered, no, we've not even heard about that there is a Holy Spirit. They were believers who risked their lives for their faith, but nobody ever taught them about a deeper experience with God. I have a vivid memory of my first encounter with the Holy Spirit. I was 18 years old and struggling with my relationship with my Father. I lay in bed one night and prayed in desperation, oh God, I give you my life. Please help me. Instantly, I felt something fill me and touch me to my core. I wept and I raised my hands to heaven, and I spoke to God from a very deep spiritual place. Some might think I was imitating behavior that I'd seen in church or on television, but this was 1976, and I only attended a church once a year. I'd attended a liturgical church with organized service manuals. I'd never seen anyone get touched by the Spirit of God. Have you ever experienced the Spirit of God? The Spirit of God is on earth to be experienced. The Spirit cannot be limited or manipulated. For the one whom God has sent speaks the words of God, for God gives a Spirit without limit. John 3:34. The Spirit of God is on earth, and the Great Commission includes the Spirit in the baptism of new believers. Matthew 28:19, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You were designed and chosen by God to be filled with His Spirit. No matter who you are, or what you've done, or what denomination or church you come from, you can still ask for that promise. A Spirit-filled life will make you the miracle you've always been called to be. And I'm Paul Mark Goulet.